Hi, my name is Jared. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not even a very consistent podcast creator. No, I'm just a Christian who, like many, lives with a mental health challenge. This is Bless This Brain. A friend shared a quote with me today. It's from Mother Teresa. And with the selection of a new pope, I figure why not glean a little wisdom from our Catholic friends. I was moved to find out that Mother Teresa lived with depression. It didn't surprise me at the time, because so many heroes of the Christian faith do. And I've spoken about that before, so I won't say much about it, only to say that those who have experienced depression seem to often have a tremendous amount of empathy. Not everyone who has depression is called to become a hero of the faith. In fact, I don't believe most are. And it's why I want to share this quote with you, because I think that it is especially powerful and the message that many of us would benefit from hearing. And here it is. Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. Isn't that a wonderful quote? But what does it mean? I'll begin by telling you why it's so meaningful to me. First, she said not all of us can do great things. My life has been spent working many a job. Everything from a school computer lab technician, to pastor, to fiction podcaster, and about 37 jobs between. I can never remember the exact number, but let's just say, I've been around the block a few times, and here's what I've witnessed. Whether in the religious or secular world, a false dichotomy but easy to digest, there is a great emphasis on growth. I'm not here speaking of spiritual growth or personal growth. I'm talking about the size of our influence. In the church, it's often reflected in our emphasis on attendance, number of baptisms or church memberships, and rates of giving. Were these things to stay stagnant, or God forbid, reduce in any way, we might be prone to see that ministry as a failure. Growth is the goal, and not just growth, but growth in very specific ways, ways that often mirror that of the business world. And I spent a decent amount of time in that world as well. I've worked for what was at that time the fastest growing startup in the world. And I've worked in a little Greek cafe assembling gyro sandwiches to accompany mocha lattes and the like. And the goal, regardless the industry, is always grow. More money, more production, more new hires, more customers, more. And when we started our organization, Bless This Brain, this was my mindset. I took everything that I'd learned about how an organization should operate, and I began building this ministry through that lens. We had to replicate. We had to expand our reach. We had to get speaking engagements and write books, which I'm still gonna write a book, and we had to make sure every single church had staff trained in mental health first aid, and we had to do all the things, and we had to grow. But you know why I left a successful career in business operations and began this organization? Because, well, for one, I wasn't capable of maintaining a lifestyle geared towards achieving great things. I didn't have the mental capacity, and I didn't have the emotional fortitude, and I wasn't inspired by growth at all costs. No, I had a list of people from various churches who had told me that they were living with a mental illness, like me. And they told me that no one in the church knew, and that broke my heart, and I wanted them to not feel so alone. And I wanted to not feel so alone. And we're doing that. We're doing that every day as Bless This Brain. We're doing it in phone and text conversations with those who suffer. And we're doing it through this poorly organized and scattered release schedule podcast and through healthcare navigations and through training people in mental health first aid. And as a result, we're able to help many people. But many people up to this point is maybe 100 to 200 people. And the part of me that wants to take that to 1,000 or 2,000 in the next year, well, it still screams into my ear from time to time. But if I take that to 1,000 or 2,000, I and my dear wife, Patricia, we can't do what Mother Teresa so eloquently stated, which is do small things with great love. I want to be somebody, and I know I'm somebody, but I want to be somebody great, someone that people remember for doing more than what anyone should be capable of. And you know what? I can't because that would destroy my mental health. I have a disorder that is triggered by significant stress, and I've got people who count on me. I can't because I want to be there for my family and for my brothers and sisters in my immediate sphere who need someone who has time to listen and pray with them. I know you feel this tug to do great things too. You scroll through social media and see people who have reached the top, who've succeeded at things you can only begin to dream of. And you watch movies about people who saved the world. And you work for companies where the expectation is that you'll someday grow out of your current role. Because to be satisfied with the job you're already doing is, in essence, a failure. But there is no pressure on us to do that. We can do small things, and we must do it with great love. And we can look to Jesus, who's done the greatest thing that anyone has or ever will do, cherished humanity to the point of death, and gave himself up that we might never taste death again. Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. Lord, for our good and for your glory, bless this brain. Thanks for listening. If you found this episode helpful, consider following, rating, and reviewing wherever you listen. That'll help people find the podcast. And if you're interested in the services that we offer at Bless This Brain, everything from mental health first aid trainings for churches to remote and in-person peer support groups and much, much more, just visit blessthisbrain.com. Until next time.